Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, praise God, and welcome to your morning energizer. Welcome to the Morning Faith Boost. It's always great to be here and know that you are right there listening, waiting to listen, waiting to get blessed. You're right, so thank you for joining in. Welcome to the fifth episode of this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful series we're having. All right, what we have in Christ, and it is, you know, opening us up into an amazing series next week. So it just gets better and better and better and better. Praise God, praise God. So yesterday we ended at in Galatians chapter 3, and then I said we're just spending time, you know, talking about the seed of Abraham today. It's exciting. I believe that you learned something, so you're still going to learn some more. All right, so watch this. So Galatians chapter 3 and the 16th verse again, like we read yesterday, I'm using the NLT, Galatians 3:16. All right, says, God gave the promises to Abraham and his seed. Okay, that's me looking at NLT, but reading King James in my mind. God gave the promises to Abraham and his child, right? And notice, I'm reading NLT, and notice that the scripture doesn't say to his children, as it meant many descendants. Rather, it says to his child, and that, of course, means Christ. Please get this. And God, all right, God gave the promises to Abraham and his child. The promises, God gave it to Abraham and his child. Notice the scripture doesn't say to his children, as if it meant many descendants. Rather, it says to his child. And that, of course, is Christ. So this means that when God spoke, all right, to Abraham, God was speaking to Abraham and to Christ. When God spoke to Abraham, God was speaking to Abraham and to Christ when God spoke. So each time God spoke to Abraham and said, this is to you, and, you know, using King James, to your seed, this is to you, to your descendant. So in our minds, naturally speaking, we think Abraham and Isaac, all right? Then Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Then Abraham and Isaac, then Jacob, then Joseph. Then Abraham and Isaac, then Jacob, then Joseph, then the nation of Israel. Naturally speaking, that flows. But by revelation, Bible now makes us realize that the thing that God spoke to Abraham was to Abraham and to his child, and that child is Christ Jesus, all right? So, but what will Jesus want to do with the blessing of Abraham? I mean, why will the blesser need the blessing? Why will Jesus want to, you know, be an inheritor of the blessing of Abraham? Jesus didn't need to receive the inheritance or the blessing of Abraham. Jesus was only being in position. So I love the fact, okay, that the name Jesus, all right, wasn't used, all right, here in Galatians chapter 3 and 16, but it just says Christ. It didn't even say Jesus Christ. It just said Christ. Now, when you find Christ in the Bible, it refers, of course, clearly and directly to Jesus, but yet again, it talks about the entity of Christ, all right? It's something, it connects you to a revelation about the body of Christ. Anybody getting that? So it connects you to that revelation. So intentionally, the writers of the scripture, I believe, well, inspirationally, actually, by the Holy Spirit, there are times when you find Jesus Christ, all right? There are times when you see just Christ. And like here, all right, we're told the blessing was to Abraham and to Christ. So yes, Jesus is a core member of Christ. I mean, he himself is the Christ. And then now we understand by revelation, he is the head of the body of Christ. So Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and the 13th verse, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, that by one Spirit have we all been baptized into one body, and we've been made to drink of the same Spirit. So we are now members of the body of Christ. Ephesians 1 ends by letting us know that Jesus is the head over the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. So we are now the members of the body of Christ. All right, so the 29th verse, all right, of Galatians 3 says, and now that you belong to Christ, if any man be in Christ, now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are the heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Like I've been saying, this is a wow, double wow, triple wow, quadruple wow verse. I'll read it again. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. All right, you are the authentic seed of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. So we can now go over scripture, all right, and see any promise that belongs to Abraham and say, this is mine. This is mine. This is mine. Remember what we've been saying. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by the word of God. Remember what else we've been saying. I am what the word says I am. I have what the word says I have. I can do what the word says I can do. So say with me, the blessing of Abraham belongs to me. 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 Now, let's just scroll up a bit. All right. Let's back up to the 13th verse. All right. The 13th verse of this same Galatians. You know it. All right. But let's read it. It says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing, all right? For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hung on a tree. Of course, King James, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is any man that hangs on a tree. So Christ took upon himself the curse, all right? Here, Galatians says he took upon himself the curse of the law. But I like to teach, all right, that he took upon himself the curse from Genesis, all right? Because we who were non-Jews, and like I told you, the gospel is not American, the gospel is not European, the gospel is Jewish, all right? Jesus is Jew, Moses is Jew, all right? David is Jew, all these people, all right, they came from Israel. So the gospel came from them. It was them that Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, go into all the world, all right? And then you preach the gospel from Jerusalem, all right, to Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. So it's there. That's where it came from. It didn't come from America, you know. So when someone says, oh, they've Americanized your head with the gospel, yes, we might have now had teachers of the word, all right, get revelation from God, come from America to teach us, but the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is not an American thing. It's not British colonization. We might have had missionaries, bless their hearts. They came here with the gospel. They came with schools. They came to teach us, all right? And they brought enlightenment, all right, as best as they could with the gospel, all right? Even though the colonialists had their own plans, they saw an opportunity to bring in the gospel, and that's what we all need to look for, right? An opportunity to take the gospel. Your company sends you somewhere. I mean, go there, go ace whatever it is you were sent there to do. But while you are there, seek an opportunity, leave a mark of the kingdom, leave a mark for the kingdom, and then head back. Don't just brag about the number of places, you know, your company's been able to send you to. Find someone, even if it's just, you know, the receptionist at the hotel you were lodged in, even if it's someone you met, you know, at the poolside, whatever it is. Don't say, well, I just came here to relax. I mean, there's nothing for God in this place. Yeah, I know you won't outrightly say it that way, but you know how we talk with our attitudes, all right? So we find opportunities, right, to be blessings to people. You know, so Bible is saying that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Paul says us there because him being Jew was under the law. But let's keep this whole part. Next week will be loaded. Will be solid teaching. So just get ready, all right, for next week. So it says that the blessing, all right, or let me stay with NLT. NLT chapter 3 verse 14 says, through Christ, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham. That is a wow, 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 wow verse. I'll take it again. Through Christ, and don't forget we're learning what you have in Christ. What you have in Christ. What you have in Christ. Through Christ, the Bible says, NLT, through Christ Jesus, all right, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham. I have been blessed with the same blessing God promised to Abraham. You have been blessed with the same blessing God promised to Abraham. You are what the word says you are. You are not about to be blessed. You are blessed. You have been blessed with the same blessing that God promised to Abraham. Come on, fight the fight with this verse. Fight the good fight with this verse. Oh, hallelujah. All right, and I love the fact that NLT makes it clearer here, all right, the ultimate promise that God made to Abraham. I'll read 14 again. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. King James says that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So sometimes some interpret it as thou might receive the promise that the Spirit made through faith. Some interpret as thou might receive, of course, the promise of the Spirit, the promised Spirit through faith. But NLT clears that and says that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Ghost. And of all the blessings of Abraham, this was the one he never received, all right? He never got to receive. He had the promise. Oh, let's just quickly go to Hebrews 11. All right, Hebrews 11. All right, script. Are you there? Hebrews 11. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So Hebrews 11, 39 and 40 says, all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised. I'll take it again. All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised, for God had something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us. So there was a promise of the Spirit. Abraham had it. I mean, the people knew there was a promise of the Spirit, but nobody eventually could receive it until there was a new creation, because the Holy Ghost couldn't come into any one of them until there was redemption. The Holy Ghost couldn't come into any one of them until Jesus' blood was shed. So until then, that was finally when the promised Spirit, hallelujah, could now come into humanity. He couldn't up until that time. What they had was a promise. All they held on to as men of faith was a promise. All they had, all they kept on fighting with. God promised us. Let me read the 13th verse of the same, Hebrews. It says, all these, Hebrews 11:13, all these people died still believing what God had promised them. Still believing. All right, it says they did not receive what God promised, but they saw it all from a distance and they welcomed it. This is faith. Hallelujah. They saw it from a distance. They said, this is what God told us about. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Oh, my, I mean, so many of the prophets, even Joel, that prophesied and said, in the last days, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters have prophesied. Even Isaiah that says, oh, I'll pour water on him that is thirsty. I mean, all those beautiful, beautiful promises in the Bible. Peter let us know that all these prophets were talking about our time, not their own time, but the Holy Ghost was moving on them to speak for. Why was he moving on them to speak for? Because God would not do anything except he's revealed to his servants, the prophets. Why? So that they can speak it. The word has to be spoken. Earth has to agree with heaven by giving voice to the word of God. And then in giving it voice, the word finds expression in the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. This is exciting stuff, but I gotta run away from it. All right. Glory to God. But so there's a promise of the Spirit. Abraham was blessed. So you and I must walk in the fullness of the blessing of Abraham. All right. So let's run quick to Genesis chapter 1. All right. So Genesis 1, the Lord had said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. Verse 2, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. And you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. You and I can make this declaration. God makes me a great nation. God blesses me, makes me famous, and I will be a blessing to others. And I am a blessing to others. I bless those. God blesses those that bless me. And God curses those who treat me with contempt. And all the nations of the earth will be blessed through me. All right, this is what God said to Abraham, and Abraham's blessing belongs to you. This is what God said to Abraham. Abraham's blessing belongs to you. It's what God said. All right, to whatever you do, wherever you find yourself, remind yourself. God said he will make of you a great nation. Isaiah 60 ends by saying a little one will become a thousand, a small one will become a mighty nation. So God might have you do something, or you might, wherever you find yourself, really, wherever you find yourself doing, remind yourself that the blessing is on me. So the blessing is on me to do me good. The blessing is on me to multiply me. The ultimate blessing, like I said, is the Holy Spirit. And there's no greater gift, no greater blessing, no greater gift. Jesus had to say, it is expedient for you that I go away. If I do not go, the Comforter will not come. When Jesus makes such a very heavy statement, it's of importance for you and I to ask ourselves, who then is the Spirit of God? Who then? I know we have some level of understanding where the Holy Ghost is concerned, but you and I must dig deeper into, we have to value him and maximize his ministry like never ever before. Praise God. So God again says to Abraham, all right, I will make you a great nation. Anybody saying amen? I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make you famous. King James says, I will make your name great. All right. And you will be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you. I'll curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the families on the earth will be blessed through you. Men will be transformed through you. Men will be impacted through you. And please understand, we'll see that much later, that the blessing here, the gospel is already hidden in here somewhere. When God told Abraham all the families of the earth. Okay, let me just quickly dash back to Galatians chapter 3. You know, quite interesting. Galatians chapter 3, and then we see here that it's interesting already that God spoke to Abraham, you know, telling him already about the blessing. God said to him, all right, so we'll see what now. Let's still pick it from the 7th verse of Galatians 3. The real children of Abraham then are those who put their faith in God. Verse 8, what more? The scripture looked forward. Please notice this. The scriptures looked forward to this time when God would make the Gentiles right in his sight because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, all nations will be blessed through you. All nations will be blessed. So it's about the gospel, right? So it's not, you know, which, yes, we could apply and say, you know, you start a business here and then your business, you know, goes all over the earth. You know, God is blessing all nations through you. You know, you start something, it's impacting people. God is blessing people through you. But guys, it comes back to the gospel, all right? So while we look at all these blessings in the natural, this is kingdom. This is kingdom focus. This is kingdom expansion. So you need to ask yourself, okay, so God has lifted me. God is lifting me, naturally speaking. God is promoting me, providing for me. How much of all this impacts back to the gospel? How much of all this? How much of my wealth, of my resources, my wisdom, my knowledge, everything that I have right now, how much of it am I using to move the gospel forward? Through you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And we see here, the Bible says God was proclaiming this good news of the Gentiles being brought into, all right, the light and the kingdom of God. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, all nations will be blessed through you. It's kingdom. It's the gospel. So I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. This weekend, ask yourself, what am I doing for the gospel? How much of my wealth is into the gospel? How much of what I have goes to the gospel? How much of my wisdom, my creativity, my time, how much of it is gospel? How much of it is for the gospel? You know, yes, you're celebrated at your workplace. Oh, he's great. His presence here has done so much. Or your private business is really expanding, really exploding. Things are moving, but what of it, what portion, what percentage of it, what percentage of your time, what percentage of your life is gospel? Because in irrespective of all the wealth of Abraham, Bible tells in Hebrews 11 that the man looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. It wasn't tied to anything on the natural. It wasn't tied to anything on the earth. Do you understand that? But I'm moving in this natural angle because you still need to see, all right, that God is a God of prosperity. God is a God of increase, is a God of influence, and a God of affluence. But guys, he's a God of mission. He's a God of mission. He's a God of mission. He's a God on a mission. So when we enjoy the influence and the affluence and the prosperity and the increase of God, we must remind ourselves that God is a God on a mission. And then we are children of God and we are on a mission also. So your mind is on a mission. Your money is on a mission. Your time is on a mission. So while we make good things on the earth and make good things happen here on earth, we ask ourselves again and again, which part of this is kingdom? All right. So in Genesis 12, we see God blessing Abraham and blessing him radically. Glory to God. And then we come to Genesis chapter 13. And the second verse of Genesis 13, Bible says Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. Anybody saying amen? Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. The man was blessed. All right? The man was blessed, 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 blessed. The man was blessed. So go to 24th chapter, all right, Genesis 24. So we get to the end of Papa Abraham's life. All right, so Genesis 24 and the first verse of Genesis 24. Bible says, Abraham was now a very old man and the Lord had blessed him in every way. Guys, that is complete. Did you get that? Abraham was now a very old man and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He enjoyed health. He enjoyed resources. He enjoyed wisdom. He enjoyed a great family. I mean, the man was blessed. The man was blessed. He was blessed. And not just blessed, blessed in every way. Every way. Every way. Whatever every way would have meant to him and whatever every way would mean to you listening to me right now. Every way. So you could tell yourself, okay, so I have the blessing of Abraham. I'm the heir of the blessing of Abraham. So I am also declaring this word unto my life and saying, God has blessed me in every way. In every single way. Even what looks horrible turns around for good. All right? Abraham wasn't supposed to have Ishmael. Of course, naturally speaking, Ishmael is still like, you know, what should never have happened. I mean, so, you know, many Christians still being attacked, you know, harassed, you know, from the, you know, Ishmaelites, if we would still, you know, call them that. But, you know, God still said to Ishmael, I'm going to bless you because you're the child of Abraham. All right, at the end of his life, he also will find, you know, him, you know, having to marry Keturah after Sarah was dead. And then he still had blessings for them. Bible didn't say those guys now came to squabble and fight and all of that. So they were the children of Keturah. Hey, blessed. 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 So let's quickly go to Luke. Someone needs this one. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Luke 13. Luke 13. Luke 13. Anybody on a mission here? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So finding Luke 13, a woman bent over and Jesus sees her in the temple on the Sabbath day. All right. Well, synagogue rather, you know, on the Sabbath day. So we see in Jesus, verse 12 of Luke 13, when Jesus saw this woman. Okay, let me just pick it up from the 10th verse. On the Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. She had been bent double, all right, so bent over, double, for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." Then he touched her and instantly she could stand straight. All right, how she praised God, as in like, wow, 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 she praised God. But the leader in charge of the synagogue was indignant that Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day. "There are 6 days of the week for working," he said to the crowd. "Come on those 6 days to be healed, not on the Sabbath," as if the man could heal anybody. But the Lord replied, "You hypocrites, each of you works on the Sabbath day. Don't you untie your ox or your donkey from his stall on the Sabbath and lead it out to water?" Please listen to the 16th verse. This there woman, Jesus said, "a daughter of Abraham, has been held in bondage by Satan for 18 years. Isn't it right that she should be released even on the Sabbath?" This there woman, a daughter of Abraham, had been in bondage for 18 years. If you look through even the thick statements that Moses made, the children of Abraham, all right, were not even supposed to be sick. And then, yes, I mean, we find a lot of sick people. If not, Jesus won't be going about healing the sick. So there were loads of people sick. You know, so sometimes we just assume that all the Jews just always had it going well for them. No, a number of them were sick. Even after Jesus left, the apostles still had a busy, busy ministry healing the sick. All right? But Jesus gives a revelation here. She's a daughter of Abraham, and Satan is harassing his life. Satan put her in bondage. She has a right to be healed. So anybody listening to me right now, you are the seed of Abraham. The promise made to Abraham belongs to you. Stake your claim. Put your foot down. Christ has already redeemed you from every curse. Jesus shed his blood. Jesus hung on the cross. By his wounds, you have been healed. You have a right to health and healing. Fight it. Oh, symptom persists a day or two, a week. Fight it. Fight it. You have to take a medication here, a medication there. The medication does not knock your faith off. Most times when we believers, you know, start taking medications and the doctor says, "Oh, if you take this in 3 days, you'll be fine," we just abandon faith. Just reduce your confession and your aggression and say, "Well, in 3 days, they said I'll be fine." Then sometimes 3 days happens and then you're not fine yet. Then you feel, "What's going on?" And then you pick faith all over again. But thank God, faith in God always works. But don't abandon your faith because you have to take a pill or two. Don't abandon your faith to take a pill or two. And yes, maybe sometimes, you know, some of you might need to get by on that pill or two to quickly, you know, get yourself in shape to keep moving. In that, still keep speaking the word. Even you speak to the pill to make sure it works in your body. But health is yours. No matter how funny, oh, no matter what name, this woman had been bent double for 18 years, guys. 18 years. But Jesus said, no, she's a child of Abraham. And you listening to me this morning, you are the child of Abraham. You are what God says you are. You are who God says you are. You have what God says you have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we end again with Galatians chapter 3 and the 14th verse. Bible lets us know clearly in Galatians 3, 14, that we receive the blessing of Abraham, which is the promise of the Spirit. You and I are now recipients of the greatest promise ever to be, the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Ghost. I would like to invite you, if you've not been joining us every Sunday evening, 5 p.m. Nigerian time, 5 p.m. West African time. If you've not been joining us every Sunday evening, 5 p.m. for 45 minutes for the Influence of the Spirit Weekly, please join us. We've been talking about the moves and the movements and the things concerning the Spirit. There's no greater blessing, no greater gift, no greater person to have around and in our lives right now like the Holy Ghost. No greater person, no greater blessing, no greater gift. Oh, hallelujah. So please, all right, we'll be live here on Spreaker, all right, and we'll be on, you know, Instagram and then on YouTube, and we're working on being on Facebook also this weekend. If you're not following me on any social media platform, please do. All right, so 5 p.m. on Sunday, let's talk about the influence of the Holy Ghost. I believe you've been blessed. I believe greatly, all right, that this season and beyond, you would walk in increase. You would walk in favor. You'll walk in all that concerns you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So have a fruitful weekend. Great weekend. See you Sunday, Influence of the Spirit. And see you next week for a whole loaded series. Hallelujah. Blessings. Praise God.